Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Enlightened Collective. I am Terrell Williamson, and I want to start off by saying thanks to our sponsor, Dream Writer Inc. at www.dreamwriterinc.com. If you want to reach out to them and talk to them, you can Google them at Dream Writer Inc. Writing and Publishing. And you can find their information there. Whew! You guys, I got a good one today. I got something that's been on my mind and in my heart. And I'm going to see how it links with the reading and the text materials I've been telling you guys about, you know, normally during the course of this podcast and the other episodes. I always tell you where I got the information from, and in hopes that you can go back and do your research on your own. This one's different. This is about mindset, about two types of mindsets that we kind of typically run into. So you won't be able to find these names or words in the dictionary, so I've made them up, so please give me a little latitude on that. The you could mindset versus the I'm a mindset. And these are just titles, I named them, and I'm going to explain them as follows. Have you ever been around people when you have an idea or you need some help and all of their responses are, well, you could do this, you could do that, you know, I want to go out. Oh, wow, you could take us here, you could go there. I would like to, you know, I would like to do this, which infers that you could do this for me. Versus the I'm a mindset. When you have an idea and they say, well, you know, my skill sets, I could do this to help you. I'm going to meet with you once a week and help you develop this idea. There's I'm gone people, I'm a people, and there are the you could people. Oh, wow. Yep. Let's see what this is about. Okay. Ooh, sorry about that. I had a little jam going on before I started to do this, and my phone just did something silly that I didn't expect. Anyway, the I'm a people will look at your dream and see how they can fit themselves in there to help you along. Those are great people to have in your network. Those are great friends to have in your circle. Those are great relatives that are born in your family. The ones that step up and say, you know, I could do this for you. I'm going to do this to help you out. That you could, even sometimes you could get one of those you could loans from somebody. They loan you something and then it's, you could do this to pay me back. You could do that. You could do this. Instead of, you know, okay, I know you helped me. Okay, well, look, this is how you could earn more to pay me back. It's still a mindset. It's always a mindset. When you look at somebody and it's what you can gain from them, you need to be aware of that. You know, I'm not saying it's a red flag, but I mean, unless you just feel like always being on call to move and do things for everybody. I mean, some people do that, but that's when you trying to get to where you want to get to in life, it's probably better to have more IMA people. Even if they just say, you know, I might not be able to help you, but you know what? I'm going to listen to you right now. Get it off your chest. If there's something that clicks with me, I'm going to tell you. As opposed to people that cut you off because they're not really listening and tell you all you could do. And then there's the constant paradox of, well, if I could do it, what are you doing? I saw this post and I put it on my stories this week about don't let somebody who gave up on their dreams keep you from getting yours. Don't let people who didn't take the risk scare you from you taking the risk. Don't let people that couldn't make their dreams happen tell you how you can't make your dreams happen. This is a big thing, you know, at least for me. I hope it resonates with you. I hope this is something that you can, because when you start to focus on materializing from your own thoughts, that never changes perspective. You always look from the inside out, not from outside circumstances, not from what you can get from somebody else. You're looking at what can I do to make this situation better, to make my life more prosperous. How can I help you? That is a mindset. Some people don't have that mindset. Some people you have to take care of. That you know, am I my brother's keeper? Yes, I am. But you always gonna be dealing with the you coulds. If that's your mindset. I'm not, and you need to do that. You know, it's incumbent upon the strong to look out for the weak. It's incumbent upon people that have to look out for those that have not. It's incumbent upon the people that aren't going through drama and pain to be there to help lift somebody who's struggling or in pain up, if that makes sense. It's always somebody's hurting from something. Somebody just lost a family member. It is incumbent upon you to try to help them see that life is not lost. But what I'm talking about is a whole total mindset. If somebody is going through trials and tribulations, the I'm a mindset is, I'm here for you. What can I do to help you? I don't get into relationships. I'm no good at relationships. Well, I won't say I'm no good at relationships, but I choose to focus on what can I do in my thought process so that I can be a better person. Because guess what? If I'm a better person, then my relationships are better. My ability to cope with whatever triggers you is better. My ability to help you smile is better because I know how to control my thoughts. I know how not to allow a bad day from you to make me lose control and go nuts. Sometimes, you know, I'm just going to take a breath. I'm going to take a walk. I'm going to drink a Coca-Cola. I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to watch this TV show. That's still the I'm a mindset. You can tell it's like a language. It's like a language. When you get the you could, it's always you could. It's always after a blow up or after something that you could have done this. You didn't have to do, you could have, and that's the language. That's the mindset. That's always coming out. But when you have a I'm a mindset, you're looking in. These are the choices that I'm going to make. And as you develop and you continue to develop definiteness of purpose, when you look at what thoughts dominate your train of thinking, you start to say, okay, no, I don't have to go. I choose to do this. And whatever happens with that choice, I'm okay with. I choose to be happy. I choose to not watch the Bears. I choose to, that slip, but you know, if you know me personally, you know, this is a tough time for me. But it still brings laughter and joy because I made the decision. It didn't just happen upon me. I'm not just taking it laying down. No. Here's a book reference. In the Four Agreements, they called a warrior somebody who is willing to fight against the dream of the world, the dream of society, the global mental construct that kind of makes normal normal, if that makes sense. And in that book, it said that you may not always win the fight, but you're willing to undertake it. And that's what makes a warrior. That is what makes a warrior. You might not win, you might be outnumbered, but you know what? This is something that I believe in, and this is what, again, that mindset, I'm gonna do. Now, you could, person, is like, they could do this, and the government could help out, and the more I speak about this, are you kind of seeing the shift in language and the shift in direction in the tone and the use of the words? This is, I don't want to say red flag, but this is definitely a telltale sign that you should give that thought process a little bit of space. You might not need to be in that area or that arena while that mindset is prevalent. Because soon as you say, you know what, I hear what you're saying, you could, you know what, this is what I'm gonna do, that plays right into that hand. You have just accepted a thought that was not yours. Ooh, now this right here lines up with a lot of the things that I've been saying about using thought to manifest things. You have the right to accept or reject any thought that comes to you, regardless of where it came from. I hope you get that. You have the right to reject any thought that comes to you, regardless of where that thought comes from. You don't have to feel bad because somebody else saying that you should feel bad because you did, you made me feel this way. That's how narcissists get off on a lot. But you know what? We have to learn that certain things might not be good or bad. It depends on how it is utilized. But maybe, you know, Deion Sanders says it best. How you think of me affect me? How should that affect me? Because I'm going to do me anyway. I was on top before I even met you. I do what I do, and that's how I got to where I'm at. Now, why am I going to let what you say? See, listen. to the underlying tone and the feeling where the power is coming from. Why am I going to let what you say, why am I going to let what you say affect me and bring me down? I'm going to be me anyway. I hope y'all get this, or at least in your quiet time while you're thinking, you're listening, when you see how you interact with people, when you see how you interact with your coworkers, when you see how you interact with your loved ones, when you see how you talk to your children, pay attention to what comes out of you. Is it an Ima or is it a Euclid? Is it an Ima or is it a Euclid? You know, you go to your kid and the room messed up and you're like, okay, I've taught you. I have done this. I've taught you how to keep this clean. Or you'd be like, you gonna spend your time and no. It could be, you know, we don't have a lot of time. I'm gonna take 15 minutes. That word again, I'm gonna take 15 minutes and help you. You use your power, your strength coming from inside to change the outside world. Not the other way around. That was a pause for dramatic effect. I hope you understand that. It's not the other way around. People could tell you what you could, what you should do all the time until you make the decision that this is what I'm going to do. It doesn't hold water. It is not going to make a change in your life. You could read all these books about how you could be rich and the science of getting rich and the science of the mind, and you could do all of this stuff and spit until you say, I'm going to make this change. And don't be ashamed because of the fact that you are taking your time to read this. You are putting thoughts into your mind. Once again, like I said, you can accept whatever thought or reject whatever thought that you want to, no matter where it comes from. So when you sit and you watch a certain TV program, when you read a certain book, when you listen to a certain podcast like this one, you can accept or reject whatever you hear. If you accept it, then internalize it. Say, I'm going to. Say, this is for me. Not, I heard this and you could do that and that worked. No, no. I'm going to, because that's the only way that you could change your reality. And when you change your reality, you change the reality of those that are around you, whether they know it or not. That was another pause for dramatic effect. Well, you know what? I'm about out of time on this one. And I want to say thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for all your support, your feedback, your opinions, your well wishes, your love from afar. I really do appreciate that. And I am grateful for you all. If you like this podcast, if you like the words that I'm speaking, share this podcast. Let's grow this podcast, because I'm in it for the long haul. I'm going to continue to do this. I'm going to continue to study. I'm going to continue to come up with things that can help me navigate this world. And when I find them, I'm going to share them with you. We want to thank our sponsor for this one, Dream Writer Inc., I-N-K. Writing and publishing. You can Google them. If you can't find them on the internet, the website is www.dreamwriter.com. And same spelling for the, if you go on Google. If you have any ideas about a book or how to come up with it, publishing, proofreading, editing, writing, we have a couple of programs coming out with Dream Writer Inc., and pay attention to those. If you have anything like that, reach out to them. Let them know you heard it from the podcast and receive a discount. As usual, you know, like I said, if you like what I said, share the podcast. Let's see this thing grow. And I hope I gave you something to think about. Peace.